brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There can be no good outcome because the globalists have seized control. And now the velvet's coming off the iron fist, and they're just admitting that private megabanks worldwide control all the governments of the West, and they're just going to take our money. Now, there's evidence the Russian government was involved, and a month before got their money out as well, and isn't going to give it back to their own people. And this just... And you're like, but that'll destroy confidence. It'll destroy the economy. That's the plan, folks. They know what they're doing. And I'm trying not to be too depressed today. You know, I get upbeat sometimes. It's just that to sit there and talk, to people this weekend, talking to a group of people, just there at a hotel at a family reunion, and just be out at the pool talking to some people about, it's scary how they're taking the bank accounts. Yeah, the New World Order. And, talking to, successful guys who are now really awake. And then to have one of the collectivists just laugh and say, it's over for you. We're going to get you. It's just, man, really creepy. And that's what authoritarians do. They like wrecking everything. They hate strong men, ladies and gentlemen. And I guess we're not strong because we put up with them and we let them run all over us. But I'll tell you this, it's not going to be easy. And all of you that think you're just going to march the cops and the military up against us, the patriots of this country are going to do their best. Their best to stay out of the way of the police and military during what's coming. We need to do our best to get the military and police to realize what's happened and that not to join the American people, just to join common sense. I mean, this is so over the top what's happening. It shouldn't be happening. But history repeats itself. I mean, it shouldn't repeat itself. And it's getting close now, folks. I'm really freaked out. It's moving so quick. I want to believe Joel Skousen and people, there's 5-10 years off. We've held them back. They're about 10 years behind. Anonymous in Kentucky, does this answer your question of why things are like this? We've got a bandwagon, peer pressure driven, junior high mentality country where the average man associates their tribalness with a football team or a baseball team or a hockey team and just kind of waddles around and, might flip somebody off at a red light. That's as manly as they get. And a man, obviously, is informed about geopolitical issues, if the information is available. The dreams of our poor ancestors were to know how to read and write and be free and have a renaissance. Now all the evidence is at our fingertips, but, people are just too lazy. They don't respect themselves. They don't imagine that they can put up a fight. A lot of the public's so pathetic. Even people that are awake think this show couldn't be real. Because there couldn't be any real opposition. People just don't respect themselves. Anything else you want to add, sir?
Yeah, I do. My earlier question about wanting to move to Texas for the family values and things that you've got.
Well, Texas isn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but it is one of the better states.
Right. And secondly, I've patterned my life after not having credit cards, paying in cash, not following sports. I've born that way, but, I've gone around in public and gone to, truck stops and whatnot, seen military people and asked them, are you planning on arresting me or shooting me? And they go, why? And I say, because, the LA Times says I'm a terrorist. And they just kind of laugh at me like, that's ridiculous.
Those are low-level compartmentalized people, probably the highest-level sergeant. Go talk to an Army War College general. And they'll freak out on you. Absolutely. But no, exactly. We have to decompartmentalize this so their plan is broken. That's the key. More calls coming up. We're going to get Dr. Pachinik on about where he sees the state of the world right now.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
We're into hour number three, and if I sound really negative and dark, it's because that's how I personally feel. But I'm negative about the corruption and about not just the corruption, but the passiveness of the public. But if you study history, you study the psychology of cultures that are in decadent decline, this is exactly what you would expect. But here's the difference. We have a lot of different high-tech things that are involved that are really wild cards for good, for bad, and for the ugly. But if we don't get people really concerned and involved and active, this country's done, and the whole world is going to go into war. That's what every major analyst is saying. While we have these disconnected globalists that, you know, follow this whole transhumanist, eugenics-based global governance template, but at the same time, they're busy cheating each other as well. And they're trying to create racial division, divide and conquer, while $85 billion a month is given to private central banks and people like Peter Singer. It's amazing. And if we allow corruption to grow, you know, what's going to stop General Electric having Obama shut down 200 power plants every couple of years that they don't own, massively increasing their profits? See, people tend to think of making profits by going and writing a book or producing a new widget or coming out with a new product that everybody wants. And that's how you innovate civilizations. But in command and control economies, you have insiders that just shut down their competition. And I know I talk about this ad nauseum, and you notice that the former head of the Office of Management and Budget, David Stockman, that's one of the most important offices economically in the federal government under Reagan, he has come out and said, quote, "We've been lied to, robbed, and misled." And he goes on to say in an hour-long TV interview that there's an authoritarian takeover happening. What did the head of the Dallas Federal Reserve say 2 weeks ago? What did the head of the Kansas City Fed? And, I mean, these are insiders, but they understood. They said crony capitalists have taken over, and they're basically using economic warfare to shut down their competition. And now the communist Chinese have come out, and they killed Red Dawn and made them re-edit that movie at a cost of $5 million, the new Red Dawn. And now World War Z scene, and I've read the book. It's pro-Marxist. The UN takes over and kills American gun owners. There have been re-edits. I don't know if this is in the film. I had an early script, and I did a 15-minute presentation on that, Secrets of World War Z leaked. But the communist Chinese government demanded that they cut scenes. They get final edit. I mean, think about that. It used to be a scandal if the Pentagon was involved, or the FBI wanted a certain message. Now the communist Chinese have 10,000 scientists inside NASA. Everything's penetrated. Everything's infiltrated. Hundreds of thousands of private contractors. We're gone, folks. We're done. And there's no organization to this. America is literally like a whore that's being sold out for a nickel on the side of the... I mean, there's a guys around the block here. Same thing with Europeans. They're now announcing, I read the articles last hour, they're just going to take everything out of the bank accounts now and give it to offshore banks. And this is like Hitler's blitzkrieg, but it's an economic blitzkrieg. And Dr. Steve Pachinik, I wanted to get him on last week because he was only on for about 20 minutes to cover the waterfront with us because he talked about false flag mass shootings. And I wanted to get him back on to elaborate on that because he ran psychological warfare operations for the State Department and vies the U.S. Army and others and has been involved in overthrowing major governments. You can look that up. He doesn't talk about it, but you can look it up. It's in major newspapers. StevePachinik.com. He also wrote a bunch of books with Tom Clancy that have been turned into major Hollywood films. And the good news he told us last week is he goes to major Pentagon meetings, and you know he still lectures there at different military colleges to the brass. And you know he said a lot of them are listeners. I already know that separately myself. So that's a good indicator that you know they're concerned about what's happening and resonate with our message here. It's not like it's a rocket science message. The communist Chinese now dictate domestic media policy, not just movies. I mean, this just shows how we're wide open. I mean, this is joke level. And so I want to get his take on that, what's happening in Cyprus, what's happening in the power structure, Fishers, because he's been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations as well. Dr. Steve Pachinik, great to have you on with us here today. And I told you I want to cover the waterfront. What do you make, because I'm almost doing a ghost dance here. I mean, I'm just kind of, you know, as a psychiatrist, as a doctor, as a military man, what is the psychology? I'm going through grief. I mean, the collectivists are saying, you're done, we're going to wreck you. They're celebrating the defacing of our free country. They're celebrating the balkanization. The public's in a trance, or those that are awake don't know what to do. The public's voting by buying 10 million guns a month. Homeland Security's arming against us. I mean, what are we seeing build up here?
Well, Alex, let me rephrase the entire thing. One of the reasons you and I get along so well, and I do respect you, is number one, you do talk about the truth, but I can understand why you're feeling depressed. The truth is, I am not. Ironically, as much as you know and as much as I know, let me rephrase it to be your audience so you'll understand why I'm not depressed.
Absolutely. Hey, Doc, your cell phone or your landline's breaking up a tiny bit. Can you talk right into the receiver?
My cell phone. The truth of the matter is I am not depressed. Several things happened today that I think indicates the American public is listening to you, and they're listening basically to their own hearts. Let me give you an example. Today, the prosecutors, we've done a brilliant job in Colorado and Aurora and had what we call a gag order. That means that no one, including the President of the United States, the defense attorneys, or anyone could talk talk about the killings that occurred with Jane Holmes when he killed and had killed 12 people and injured 58 in the movie theater in Aurora, as we well know, he was given the death sentence today. Now, that may seem bizarre to most people, but for me, as someone who has run a unit for the criminally insane for over several years in the military and at St. Elizabeth's Hospital, this is a very important landmark for the American public. What it says very simply, it's not about gun control, it's not about mental illness, it's about a system of law, at least at the state level, where you do have a death sentence, and if you go in and you kill people, they don't suddenly talk about gun control. What happens is, if you don't give the individual a label, as they did in Sandy Hook, where they said he has Asperger's, which he didn't have, and a person existed in Mr. Holmes that did not exist in a new town, and a whole story was fabricated by FEMA in Sandy Hook, where it was not fabricated in Aurora, what happened in Aurora is that the people of Colorado spoke and they said it's enough. We don't want to hear about gun control. We don't want to hear about psychiatric diagnosis. We don't want to hear about the mentally ill. And I am very proud to say that I may have indirectly contributed to that concept, that determination, but I think it is a very important determination that Jane Holmes get the death penalty. The reason for it is I have had criminally insane people, and then they say, oh, that's not fair. You know, it's inhumane to put them in the gas chamber or to give them sodium amytal. That's not inhumane. What is inhumane is to put somebody in prison for 233 years consecutively, and it means absolutely nothing. What we're doing is just warehousing prisoners at the cost of $65,000 for the rest of their life. In this case, the prosecutors of Colorado, including the FBI, including many people on the federal level, worked very efficiently to make sure that the defense attorney did not have any excuse, and they could have had a psychiatric diagnosis. But what happened, and this is why I'm very impressed, Alex, and I think your audience should be impressed, what happened is that because the defense lawyers did not do well, and they broke what we call a gag order, the same way the President of the United States broke the gag order on Sandy Hook, which he should never have done if, in fact, there was a killing, but there was no killing at Sandy Hook, the President would have been indicted for a federal offense of a gag order. So what happened in Aurora is not only an indictment of the criminal, James Holmes, it's an indictment of the false flag of Sandy Hook. So for me, this is a very important day that your audience has to understand.
Sure.
At the state and federal level, working with FBI, with U.S. attorneys, and with local prosecutors in Denver, Colorado, this is a major victory. It marginalizes the absurdity of psychiatric diagnosis that allowed literally killers to get away with murder. And I run those units, and they were totally worthless.
All right, let me stop you for a moment. We've got a break here in about a minute and a half. But
okay.
Again, Dr. Steve Pachinik joins us here, always interesting and very informative. I want to get your when I say I'm bummed out, I'm not physically depressed. I mean, I feel great when I'm with my wife or my children. I'm so sick of analyzing the accelerated rot. And I'll be honest with you. I see a lot of evidence of false flag at Sandy Hook. I see even more when he's got a DARPA contract. He's on all these drugs. They want to give him truth serum to, quote, make him tell the truth on the, to plead guilty. I see false flag all over the place, not just at Sandy Hook.
Well, let's limit it just to Sandy Hook because that's very important. That was literally where the president took his ground and made put a line in the sand and said, this is where I stand. These poor kids who were never killed, who were never present, and he created a total absurd scenario which made no sense, had no credibility, was inconsistent. He used all these FEMA executives who'd been in Texas in your area, Mr. Gene Rosen, Susan Collins, who wrote 100 Games, and is worth $600 million, who wrote this type of scenario. This is the beginning of the end of the false flags for FEMA, for CIA, and others. So I see the upside to this, Alex. And you know I'm not an optimist. I'm a realist. On a realistic level, I think we're going to do much better, and we'll get into North Korea and China and why we're going to do much better there in the next hour, and I'll explain it to you.
Okay, well, explain to me your geopolitical perspective and what you're hearing from top brass and people, but here's what I want to understand. I get they do false flags, okay? But my issue is specifically as being somebody who has basically covered false flags and worked in the government as an expert on this. What you're seeing that tells you that no one was killed. Because in my experience, when they do false flags, why not kill some kids? I mean, they have more fun. I mean, they enjoy their work. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from the start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with a purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at gusset.com. That's gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I was talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik during the break, and I was asking him specifically why he thinks Sandy Hook had evidence of being a false flag, and I'd like him now to repeat that information to you. Then I want to look at the geopolitical ramifications from his geopolitical perspective and his context on what's really happening in the world right now, from Cyprus to North Korea and China. And he's also worked in the financial sector, so he can comment on that. So, Doc, what is your take on on Sandy Hook? Is it just all the clear scripting and how they were ready minute one, and now it's come out that Bloomberg was ready months before, and then all the people that look and act like actors? What's your take as an expert on this?
Well, this is a total script. It would have come out of a woman who lives in Sandy Hook, who's worth $600 million, and you can call her up. You can interview her, named Susan Collins. She's written all the Hunger Game movies and the Hunger Game books, and literally it comes out of her script. The assassination of children in schools, assassination of children in a dystopic society, the fact that she had no comments, the fact that this almost came out of her own books on children in war. And secondly, you had a whole group of actors, Gene Rosen, who came out of the Crisis Actors Group. I always referred my readers to IS-42, Social Media Emergency Management, the official course launched in summer by Emergency Management Institute, which you and I pay for. It has how the public perceives, community, key organizations. In other words, there's a whole school on how to create disasters, and these children are also taught how to create disasters. Gene Rosen was not only not a psychologist, but he was also president in Sandy Hook as a FEMA advisor, and also in Texas. Plus, you had kids who were in the various acting schools before. You also had the frontline EMT people like Vangeli, Flynn, Penn, Frank, Chapman, who were written about in the New York Times and gracefully in the New York Times, that kind of implied these were absurd. These were Irish cops who I happen to know in Connecticut because I worked at Greenwich, Connecticut, so I know Sandy Hook very well. It's a white, very wealthy community filled with guns and alcohol, but there is no evidence of a murder or a killing. And in fact, what you had is a violation of the gag order, which is a prosecutorial evidence, and everyone violated the gag order, as in contrast to Aurora, where the president respected it, the prosecutors respected the defense attorney. And here you had a scripted story about some kid who had Asperger's, by the way, which is not a psychiatric disorder, which does not have an increased proclivity to killing, which did not have any history other than the fact that he had guns and his mother gave him guns and alcohol. Absolutely absurd, inconsistent, irrelevant, and very dangerous for us.
Well, if you're going to stage Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment, why not do that? And Obama urges quick adoption of the U.N. arms, small arms treaty today. This is all happening right now. Why do they want our guns so bad, Doc?
Obama's a very ineffectual man. From the day one of the reasons I continually said I voted for Obama on the first time was I wanted the public to see what happened. It's not just Obama. When you have a sociopath like Clinton who lied, you had Bush Jr. who lied and brought us to war, to two wars, and Stockman, whom I've known about, correctly said he bankrupted the country. I wanted America to see again what happens when you have a sociopath born and bred of the CIA, of Chicago, of crony capitalism, of the Pritzker family, of the Daley family, and what happens when you have people like this, be the Republican or Democrats, and they come and destroy our American system. It's not a question whether he's a birth or not. The question is he's not competent to serve as the president of the United States, nor was Bush Jr., nor was Clinton. And what we're having is a degradation of the people going into politics and the explosion of the federal bureaucracy, which is totally dysfunctional and causing us to get into a major recession and a self-destructiveness. Like Bush Jr., Obama's very self-destructive. He created the Osama bin Laden lie. He created the Benghazi lie. He created so many lies, he doesn't even know where he's going now. He's totally incompetent. The only thing I would recommend is impeachment or get him out of it. But unfortunately, Biden, who's as stupid as an ashtray, as Roger Ailes, my friend, said, is also in line. So we have incompetent people in the federal government. However, having said that, let me go to the converse of what I was about to tell you in our break, which is, no, I'm not worried about China, and I'm not worried about our banking system. Although, and let me go around the world after having told you how incompetent the president. Fortunately, our government is so decentralized and our military is so effective that right now we have a prepositioning of our military units, including the F-22s, our think tank commanders in the South Sea, that can contain North Korea, which seems to be an incredible threat, but in fact is going through a kabuki that has been going on for over 30 years that I was involved with. The present leader, doesn't matter his name, Kim Jong-un, UN, and his grandfather, Kim Il-sung, Kim Jong-il, all of those family members I knew, they went the same thing. If they don't like what they're hearing, they like to throw a tantrum. They threaten America. They threaten South Korea. But the truth of the matter is there's so much poverty.
Taylor, stay there. We'll cover it when we come back from break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dr. Pachanik was a major hostage negotiator and helped write the policy of the State Department on that. He helped negotiate one of the only programs out there that was actually effective in getting a Mideast peace deal. But then, of course, they just assassinated the leader of Egypt. And when he starts talking about Sandy Hook seeing all the signs that it was totally staged, it just blows me away because, I can't prove it either way. There's a lot of suspicious signs there. And a lot of issues, but I also see that on the Aurora front. I just know this. They know that guns have made violent crime go down 49%. They know that. And they want our guns so that we can be politically dominated. And Doc, I want to look at the geopolitical. Because obviously, when I say I'm concerned about China, I'm concerned about the globalists using China to leverage out our industry, letting the communist Chinese dictate things. And I'm talking about the establishment here that is raising taxes, raising payroll taxes on poor people, California trying to bankrupt their state. Just all of the aggressive stuff that we're seeing being carried out against people, the aggressiveness of the establishment, and the fact that more and more corruption is gotten away with, that's what I'm saying freaks me out. And then the collective is saying, Obama, he's our great leader, we've taken over, and selling this whole hoax that collectivism is a good idea, when obviously it always creates a nightmare. But plus the collectivists lie and say it's not crony capitalism, which is even worse with a bunch of insiders above the law. That's my point. So I wanted to ask you, you were telling me off air that a lot of people you talk to at high levels of the military and others, you know, that they recognize your voice just from being on this show when you're walking around talking, you know, in the corridors that you travel. And so I see that as a good sign that people in the power structure know there's a problem. But major societies, major empires don't usually get overthrown. They commit suicide. And I see the elite committing suicide politically. I see them just wrecking everything. And are you saying I'm wrong on that front? Because I'm not just talking about geopolitical issues. I understand China's a teetering basket case and all that. I understand North Korea's a basket case. My issue is that I see our establishment acting more and more delusional, like Kim Jong-un. I mean, I'm just sick of it. Go ahead.
I got you. I don't disagree with you. What you're really talking about, Alex, about what most of us despise, and I do too, and that's why I go on your show, and I've done that for 10 years, is that our federal power has exceeded the capacity to really be functional. It's self-destructive. It started for 30 years ago under Clinton. It went through Bush. We went into Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria. It was totally self-destructive. That's why we have to have a devolution of federal power. The so-called elite is no longer an elite. What's really happening, and why I'm optimistic, and it's not just an accident, you happen to be in Austin, Texas, if the Council on Foreign Relations is finished, the Northeast establishment is pretty much finished, the Brookings, the U.S. Institute of Peace, the RAND Corporation, all of those institutions that I have been a part of are all dying or dead. There's a reason why much of the industries and much of the capabilities are going down south into Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Texas. Forget California. It will always be a basket case. Forget New York. Forget Illinois. Forget Michigan. There's a demographic shift that's happening by nature of the fact that we have to have areas where we don't have taxes at the state level, at the local level, and where local communities are really functioning. And we see that in many of the major states. So I'm not that pessimistic as you are. Do I see crony capitalism? Absolutely. J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, I've been asking him over 10 years. I think he's a disaster. I think J.P. Morgan should have been in prison. The whole bank, I think Goldman Sachs, Blankfein, Rubin, all of them should have been in prison. But they've been part of the crony capitalism of every congressman and senator I can name, including the presidents Clinton, Bush Jr., and Obama. But once we get federal prosecutors in there, once we get it at the state level, we can break it into that system, and we can devolve the power. In other words, the governors have to become more important. The local communities have to become important. And in that sense, when you really understand America, having lived in Montana and other states, you see that the real power, you don't call the federal government to have your sewage system cleaned up or built. You call up your local commissioner, and that's the power in Texas. And we say in Texas often, and I remember working for Secretary of State Baker, you have the Republic of Texas. I mean, the governor wasn't kidding when he said, I can secede from the union. There is, in fact, de facto secession from the union as the federal establishment becomes too big and unable to control itself. So what you're seeing is the federal establishment under Obama acting out of total desperation, to act out of its self-destructiveness, creating wars we don't need. Now, the contrast to that is we're going to put in the Volcker Rule, which is a very important rule that limits the amount that bankers can charge and will break up their actions on the derivatives and the options and the repos. all these fancy things. I had been an investment banker. My job was to take down Kidder Peabody in 6 months. We took down $600 million, and we cleaned it out. 1986, I was brought in by the SNLs in Maryland. I cleaned out the entire SNL system and all of those in the Resolution Trust in the 80s. We cleaned it out from Maryland all the way down to Texas. And, by the way, it wasn't an accident that the SNL scandal was started by Neil and Marvin Bush. So you got a lot of your Texas boys getting us into trouble on the other end, and then our Texas boys getting us into trouble on the federal end. So you got to clean out your own house down there. But I'm much more optimistic because we're a big country, and we have a lot of resources. And at the local level, you cannot take our guns away. You can dream about it. You can put whatever you want in legislation. But Nancy Pelosi and all the others who are liberals, who are very wealthy crony capitalists from Maryland and from San Francisco, they can dream on, but there's never going to be legislation to take away our guns. There's never going to be a capability to take away our guns. There's never going to be an ability to act at the local level. That's why we are a huge local country, and we're based on local values and local principles. That's why we're so diversified. The other part of it, ironically, even though you feel very depressed and really, you know, concerned, and I understand it, we're doing better than Europe. Let me give you an example. Cyprus has always been known to many of us in the national security area as a dumping spot for black money for the Russians. Putin did it. All the oligarchs did it. Basically, these were Russian Jewish oligarchs who came in under Yeltsin. When we broke up the Soviet Union, we made a mistake. We should have gotten rid of all those guys, but they were given out. All the ex-KGB guys were given out parts of Yukol, of Gazprom, all the basic companies, and they didn't know how to run it. The Russians, by nature, are not great managers. By nature, they're very good at mathematics. They have a great education system, but they're corrupt. The system is corrupt. Now Russia has to deal with a system that's corrupt, but we're maintaining Russia and Putin. And how do we do that? Because the people down in Texas, if they maintain the price of gas and oil at $60 to $70 per barrel, then Putin stays in power. If we want to take him out of power, we bring it down to $40 and $30 a barrel, and he's out of power. Why? Because the only thing that sustains Putin and the oligarchs in Russia is our ability in the Texas area and in Louisiana and elsewhere to maintain the price of oil at about $60 to $80 in that range, because then he can sell the gas to Germany. So what happened in Cyprus? What really happened in Europe is that it was a war between France and Germany. It wasn't a technical war, but it was the old war, World War One, World War Two, but now this was a financial war. France made an attempt through the Maastricht Agreement in the 1950s and 60s, up to 1980 when I was in France. I knew this wouldn't work, and France tried to corner Germany by saying, we're all going to unify, we're all going to get away with our printing presses, and we're going to get one currency called the euro. It never worked. The reason it doesn't work is because each country needs its own printing machine in order to get out of deflation. And what happened in effect was that Germany, under Angela Merkel, who came out of East Germany, we knew a lot about her because her father was a Lutheran who worked with our CIA. And by the way, Putin was trained by the East Germans in the Stasi, and he was more German than he is Russian. So Angela Merkel and Putin are very close together. They understand the problem. And Merkel has been intimidating France, Spain, Portugal, and Italy to such an extent that they're forcing them to get into an austerity program where you already have unemployment of 25 to 30%. That means millions of young people are out of work. Here in the United States, we have an unemployment of people who are not working fully, but we're able to bring up our machinery very quickly because we're based on one concept that no government and no amount of legislation can get rid of, and that's what I believe in, and you believe in, Alex, and our people believe in, and that's entrepreneurship. We're a country based on individualism, entrepreneurship, and the ability to take risks. Europe is not. There is not one country in Europe, and I've been through all of them, that's based on risk, on calculated risk, and the ability to start over again.
Sure, but let me ask you this question. I mean, are you? It's a big deal to have the globalists so invested, the Anglo-American establishment in China, to where now they openly control what can be in movies and things. And I'm saying long term, or even in the midterm, where do you see all this going?
Well, I honestly, you know how critical I've been of our presidents, but I've never been critical of our country. Number one, no country is in worse shape than China, my dear friend. And I say that with glee because I know the Chinese since the days of Deng Xiaoping and Jiang Zemin. They have now a technocrat who spent time in Indiana, Jitong. And And the problem with China is two things only. One is political stability. As you said on your radio, and I've said it repeatedly, in a good year, since a good year in China, you have over 75,000 riots on corruption alone. This year alone, you will have over 150,000 riots that have to do with corruption. The second biggest problem for China that they cannot geopolitically fix, and that will damn them to the end of their civilization, and they know that. That's why they're in trouble, and that is water. No one has the water in China the way we have water in the United States. We have the Mississippi. We have the Ohio. We have all our rivers and mountains. In China, you only have one major river. That's the Yangtze River. That divides China into the north and the south, and they've got to build all their industries, Harbin and Hebei, all along the Yangtze River. You've got 1.3 billion people who have to depend on a Yalu River and a Yangtze. It doesn't work. They know it. I know it. Our national security team knows it, which has gone back 30, 40 years all the way to Kissinger. And we know that 500 million people in China have no water in the Gobi Desert, and that China is already choking to the brim. So whatever they want to do here in terms of changing our software or doing cyber attacks, they're basically playing on the fiddle while Rome is burning. Because I can guarantee you in Beijing, Shanghai, Harbin, all those areas, you will have riots because the students who are coming out with degrees in electronic engineers are porters. And they have even another problem. The students don't want to work because these are the princelings that they had from before where they had a one-child policy. When you have a one-child policy and they've been enamored and indentured to the fact that they don't have to do anything, the entitlement of these kids, they don't want to go to the military, they don't want to work at jobs that they weren't entitled to, and you don't have the resources. So when you don't have water, you don't have a capacity to grow, and you're having a make-believe economy that they made up in numbers saying 7% growth, there is no 7% growth because on a technical level, when they loan out all their money from their central banks, they don't mark to the market. That means if they loan out $1 million, they claim it's $1 million worth of goods. The truth is they loan out $1 million, they don't collect a dollar. And I was there when they were building houses and they were empty, incomplete, and disastrous. I'm very optimistic America will exceed and dominate all of China. Our Navy has the ability to deny them access through any lane that they want, including the Straits of Malacca. So I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about Europe. The run on Europe will not affect the United States. Hopefully it will take down some of our biggest banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, all the crony capitalism banks, but not our local and regional banks or our credit unions. And in turn, what happens is we will grow at the local level, not at the federal level.
Yeah, but if you look at what they did in the bailout, I mean, they've written it to take over the local banks to prop up the big ones. But I agree, this could actually be used like a fever to kind of burn out the infection and get us into a better position here. What do you see the big anti-gun push?
We will not have a presidential candidate who is really effective. Everybody's talking about Hillary Clinton. Obama is pretty much the last of the sociopaths that will come in line. He's lied his way right into self-destruction. That's why I wanted the people to see this. It began with Clinton. It gone on with Hillary Clinton. It went on with Bush Jr., with Cheney, with Rumsfeld, with Tired. But what's happening is there are governors all over the state, including your own governors in Florida, elsewhere, where the governors are saying, you know what, let the federal government do what they do. We're going to raise our own capacity. We're going to give tax credits. And we're going to build cars in Carolinas, in Florida.
No. I agree. You're seeing a major nullification 10th Amendment move, and that's what I've called for, a second American revolution based on just pulling out and a velvet revolution of ideas. It's just my issue is Homeland Security has its entire system arrayed and now is uncloaked and admits aimed at shutting down states' rights, blowing stuff up, and blaming it on domestic liberty groups. So I'm saying, Dr. Pachinik, A, do you see them priming the pump for that? I know I do. And B,
let me put it this way. Homeland Security is a disaster. Napolitano is a disaster. Everybody, I just talked to somebody from Homeland Security who's pretty high up this past weekend. And this person reaffirmed for me, it is a total foobar. It's That's because it cannot function. You can't have Secret Service, which is totally worthless. You can't have the Marshal Service. All of these services are totally dysfunctional. They will not survive within a system which is based on entrepreneurship and free markets. We don't need it. And they can do whatever they try to do. FEMA didn't work. They didn't work in the storms. They weren't able to handle New Jersey. They weren't able to handle New York. So by attrition and by incompetence, that's the beauty of America.
Is that really the best message here, is that people know government can't and won't protect them? And so people more and more are voting. I mean, I think that's a positive sign. 10 million guns being sold a month and people not trusting the system. That's what America was founded on. And they're calling it extremism, but people really are getting back to common sense. And you're saying that it's a hoax that collectivism is really taking over and has won. That's just their attempt to create a bandwagon effect.
That's correct. I mean, basically, it's the incompetence saying that we can do things when, in fact, it's showing that it's completely self-destructive. Every time they do a black ops or they try to do a simulation like a FEMA exercise, it blows back. In the world of technology and high tech, when you have a country as big as we are, I mean, we are huge, it is very hard for the federal government to implement any type of law if you don't have a national police force. And we do not have a national
And they're trying to set
force.
That up, though, so the answer
they
is...
won't do it. And on a local level, I've worked with a lot of local police. God bless our local police, because they will never tolerate, and I wrote it in the state of emergency, where we had in Nye County, Nevada, where we had a standoff between local Nevada police state troopers versus federal troopers. And we won. The states won. What's happening again is a recapitulation of the Civil War, but in a much more economic fashion. The states will secede in a de facto way, not in a de jure.
No, I agree. That's actually what I've called for. Absolutely. Wow. Well said. Let's take a few calls for Dr. Steve Pachinik on the other side of this quick break. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Thanks for holding. You got a question for myself or Dr. Pachinik. Go ahead and throw that out there real quick, sir.
How you doing, Alex? Mr. Pachinik, I actually had a couple questions, if it was possible. One for Mr. Pachinik. I was just wondering if financially it ever did happen here, if you think that we would follow, you know, like Cyprus and Iceland, if they would follow Iceland's rule and arrest the bankers.
Twice. We had it in 1986 when we had to shut down the SNLs and we were quickly able to resolve it. In 2008 when Bush created the financial crisis, we were able to bail out the banks. I'm not a big believer in the banks. I don't think we need the big banks. They're totally there for their own profit and have no real value versus their capacity and their net worth. They should be taken down systematically and all we really need is transfer of funds. Quite frankly, without complicating the issue, there's a whole new currency on the Internet, and many of your followers may know that. It's called Bitcoin, which means that we can use any other type of currencies if we want to instead of a dollar. The gold is now securitized as a piece of paper. So in terms of banking, it's an antiquated system. What you have in banking, basically, is a bunch of binary numbers, one and zero, going up to the cloud or cloud computing, and then some bank like TD or Bank of America tells you you're secure, but the truth of the matter is you're not. Anybody can access it, and they're not anything more than just a binary collector. There's no value to bankers and banks in itself. So I wouldn't worry about it, but we do have the capacity to basically barter any commodity we want. In other words, information, goods, trades. Or
you know, I like what you're saying. Bottom line, there's a revolution going on, and all the tyranny we see is the establishment trying to put the brakes on things. My issue is if we don't get active, they're going to end up succeeding in suppressing a new renaissance. But that's a really good question.
I agree with Alex. I think there is a revolution going on all fronts, banking, entrepreneurship, and business. But I don't think this government will succeed or any federal government because by nature they're there to please each other and they're totally incompetent. They've been there for 36 years, the average time of a senator or a congressman. They're afraid to go out into business. And we're basically an entrepreneur.
Are they trying to start a civil war coming after our guns?
Well, I think they don't even think of that in terms of a civil war. If they did, there would be a civil war, but they can't even, you know, this is not Abraham Lincoln who created a civil war, what I call the Northern Invasion. I mean, he's deified. I don't particularly think he is a great president. I think he was what was said about by Booth, Wilkes Booth, sex tempest tyrannus. He basically suppressed our freedom and created an aggression to maintain the viability of the republic in order to have railroads and to have the North-South trade agreement where the North basically dominated the South. So that type of situation will not occur again. The South is far more dominant at this point. The factories are occurring in Texas, Carolina.
No, but you're right. The so-called left authoritarians, they fantasize about a new civil war. And MSNBC, I called them the new Ku Klux Klan, and it made huge headlines because all they do is talk about race. And the Klan was a Democratic Party group around race. The Democrats now are trying to base everything on racial division, hence Ku Klux Klan.
Well, I get what you mean, but I don't think there's any validity anymore to Republican and Democrats.
No, I agree, but I'm saying the Democrats are trying to create a racial...
No, I understand, but basically race now is almost... The one thing that Obama may have done is that there's no more excuse for anybody to say, I'm black and therefore I cannot do anything. Once you have a president who's black, that pretty much erases the notion that everybody was suppressed, it was black.
I tell you what, let's come back and take a few calls. I'm just so sick of hearing about race.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.